after dinner before the next day.
All right, talk to Gemara on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, so the Gemara, we'll start, just we'll speak up from the two dots in Miatan Kosher. Let's just start from there, and then we'll do the first part of Chazara, and then we'll go to the Mishnah Bez Hashem. In Miatan Kosher, if you reduce and you decrease the amount of berries versus leaves on the Hadas, it's Kosher. So, to Gemara, Dematinu Emas. When did you pluck off the leaves? When did you make them less? If you're going to tell me that it was before you did the eged v'chlal, before you bound the hadasim lulav and arabas together, pshita, it's obvious that it's going to be kosher, because just like I have to cut it off the ground, it's plus when it's on the ground and it's, you know, everything like that. So of course there was no dichoy at all. Ella, rather lebasa de la agde. It must have been that we're talking that it was after you bound them together, so it already had a shem hayshana. Chefta de mitzvah. Then I plucked off the berries, even though it was pasul originally, and it's still the mishnah is telling me it's kosher. Zakti gemara dichumei karahu. That is dichumei karo, meaning it was pushed off originally when it was supposed to be part of shayach to the mitzvah. Tivshat mina. I should answer and bring out an answer to the question from here that dichme ikara lo have a dichot, that something which is pushed away from the onset is not considered a problem and it's not pushed away forever. And that was a shiloh that's asked in a different Gemara. So why don't we learn that from here? Answers the Gemara, lo ilam, really it's basar da agde. Really, it was plucked off taka like what you're saying after it was bound up. So why don't we be pushed from here? That dichui me'ikara loy have a dichui, that if something was pushed away from the onset, it's not considered hutche and pushed away forever. The kasavar, and this tana holds, eged hazmana ba'almahu. Making the eged is merely a preparation for doing the ma'isa mitzvah with the eged. The hazmana ba'alma lav klamu, and preparing to do the mitzvah is not considered something chashiv to give it a din, a chalois din, that it's a hishana to make it, and now it's something which is considered hotcha diram hotcha meikara.
So we're staying with the idea that dichui meikara is lo havi dichui. It's just that this thing is not. It's still
a shaila.
That's right. Still a part of the question
right.
Here.
So that that's a shaila in different Gemara. We say we don't have a raya from here.
We don't care about that because it's just this hazmana v'alma.
Exactly. Okay, zokti Gemara. Ve'im ma'atim yomtiv. The mission said you're not allowed to do it on yomtiv. And we'll see in the Gemara because it's misakin mana. It's making it usable. It's like ma'akav v'patish. Zokti Gemara. It says you're not allowed to do. The Mishnah says, "Ve'ein mematin v'yomtiv." You can't do it on yomtiv. So the Gemara is medayik from the Mishnah. Ha avar v'lokton. But if a person violated this iser and plucked it on yomtiv, my, what's the halacha? Kosher. It's kosher because otherwise the lashon of "ein mematin v'yomtiv" means you can't do it. You shouldn't do it. If you did do it, right? It's not going to be possible because if you wanted to tell us that, it should have said, and if you plucked it on yomtiv, it's possible. By studies, that it's also to do it, but if you did it, it's not going to make it that it's no longer usable. So, Zakti Gemara, da ashkor emas. When did these berries become black? As we saw in the Gemara earlier, green ones are kosher. Okay, and the process is that the green ones eventually turn black, and they stop by red on the way. But the point is, the Gemara's question is, da ashkor emas, when did they become a color which was going to make them problematic? Zakti Gemara. Ilema, if you're going to tell me that the case of the Mishnah is the Ashchor Me'esmol, that they became black, Me'esmol, from yesterday, meaning from Erev Yomtiv. So when Yomtiv came in, it was already black. It didn't just happen on Yomtiv morning. You woke up Yomtiv morning ready to shake your lulav and say, hey, one second, it's black. No. It happened yesterday. So again, the Ashchor Emas, when did it become black? Ilema, if you're going to tell me the Ashchor Me'esmol became black yesterday, Erev Yomtiv, Dichmei Karo. So it was Dichmei Karo, it was pushed away from the onset. Tiv Shemino, learn out from here, Dichmei Karo, the Lehavadicha. that dichon eikar is not a dichon. Now remember, the previous Gemara was talking Erev Yom Tov, and it was only a question of the eger being made, and the fact that the eger is made, and then I plucked it off, is that qualifies a dichon eikar? And the Gemara says, no, that's not a shayla of dichon eikar. Now we're talking on Yom Tov. Okay?
What would be the problem if it was dichon eikar, and you were poshut?
Apparently the Gemara clears this shayla in other places and is not poshut from here. So it's shver. Why aren't they poshut from here? So we're saying, if you're going to say that it was taka erev yomtiv, so why don't we be poshut from here? Meaning, so it's a kasha on all the other Gemaras that ask the shayla, dicha meikar, have dicha or not, why don't we learn from here?
And it's poshut that in
mematim yomtiv.
It's poshut that's not likuba?
Yes.
Because if it wasn't, then you
can. If it wasn't, then chanami.
That's
just obviously here. That's not Revere's path. Revere's path was that by mitzvahs? By mitzvahs, yeah. That was a different shayla, whether dichoy applies to mitzvahs. This is a shayla of, within dichoy, is it only near of a nitcha problem, or is dich meikara problem? Revere's shayla was, should we schlep it over that loch of ekabon and spring that over to mitzvahs as well? But that's the point. Rav Yirmiyah's point is, whatever the halacha is by dichoy, by karbonis, we'll bring that to mitzvahs or not. Here we're saying, by karbonis, or mitzvahs, if you schlep it to mitzvahs, what is the halacha by dichoy meikar? So Zakti Gemara again, tifshay minos, so bring a raya from here, that dichoy meikar, the lo'hav adichoy, that dichoy meikar, if it's pushed away from the beginning, lo'hav adichoy, zakat sidra adichoy. El alav, rather, what must you say? The ashkar b'yom tif. You're going to tell me that it became black on Yom Tov. So when Yom Tov came in, and Hanami was green, so it was kosher, no problem. And then you woke up Yom Tov morning, it's black, you have a problem. So what's this case then, Zakti Gemara? Nira v'nitcha. So this is even worse. It's nira v'nitcha. Nira means it was seen, meaning it's fit, it's able to be used, and then it was pushed away after it was fit to be used. So that's even worse. Shamit mino, do you want to learn from here that nira v'nitcha, something which was able to be used v'nitcha and it was pushed away, chayzer v'nira, then it could also be come back to a usable state, exactly, you're able now to use it?
Why is it worse?
Because, I'll tell you why it's worse, because by karbonis, you can't use the carbon in the beginning. Wherever it's born, you can't use it, right? After a few days, you could use it, depending on whatever it is, right? So the whole concept is a dicha meikara, and yet it's kosher. So the advice says dicha meikara is not as bad as nir v'nitcha.
So we're getting it from...
From a svaro, you could also say something which was pushed away from the beginning, it just wasn't shaykh to it. So something bad wrong with it, it just wasn't ready, it wasn't mature.
Or maybe the other way around, like this bad, someone's okay, you had an issue, now you're past your issue.
Right, okay, I get that it's more of a scar. That's a mumiver, right. No, we mean something that's a big problem, and then I got things.
This is a concept for Kabbalah.
Kabbalah
as
well. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So Gemara loy. No, loylam. Really, it was the ashkar meikara. Really, it became black on erev Yom Tov. Dichoy meikara. The loy have a dichoy. Dichoy meikara. That it's not going to be considered a dichoy. Tifshay mi no enechanami. Learn it out from here. Aval nira v'nitche. Chayze v'nira. But something which was usable, able to be used for the mitzvah, then it was pushed away. To say that it's chayzer v'nira, that it can be revert back to its original status of being usable, loy tifshay, don't learn that from here. So in other words, the maskana said Gemara, the way the Gemara is saying, in Echanami, this mishnah is a raya, that ticha meikara, loy have a ticha.
So we're choosing the lesser of two evils?
Correct. Now Taisus does just point out, when he says tifshe mino dicha meikar lehava dichoy, that we're only going with regard to mitzvahs. By karbonah is not necessarily going to be the same thing, because mitzvahs is a lower madrega as it is. So maybe we'll go even a step further and say that it's only going to be, it's not going to be a problem by dicha meikar.
It says that you can bring it back to usable state on the Yom Tov. It says if you did it, you can use it, right?
If I did, what do you mean if I did it?
If you plucked off the black
right
one,
then. Excuse me, then it's kosher.
So it's still kosher.
Right.
But like I feel you shouldn't do it.
That's because of Yom Tov, not because of Dichon Eikar. Right. But we do see that in the concept. Let's say I held Eged was not Hazman of Yalma. Right? Eged is a Maisa Asiya. So now it's a Maisa Chepta de Mitzvah. Right? and then I plucked it off, I have to come on to Dichem Eikara to tell me that it's going to be kosher, right, from the previous Gemara. Whereas the previous Gemara was forced to say that it's Eged Hazmana B'Alma because we didn't want to be Paishit that Dichem Eikara is not a problem. But now that we are forced to because of the other part of the Mishnah, so we could go back to that case and say, in a Chanami, that case was talking about after it was bound together, and I hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, and it's not Hazmana B'Alma, it's not a problem because Dichem Eikara, they have a Dichem. Okay?
To do an action to bring it back.
Pluck off the berries?
Right. That's not necessarily, maybe that's not necessarily the same thing as just the carbon overcoming its mom, right?
By the carbon, it's not talking about a mum. It's something else. Because a mum over is not a problem by a carbon. It was never pushed away, really. It's not considered pushed away.
Example.
By a carbon? I don't know. If Rashi brought down any examples? I don't remember. Okay.
Zart.
Zart. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Tana Rabbana. Yeah. Talking about Tana Rabbana. Ein mematim yom tif, you're not allowed to pluck off and reduce the number of berries on yom tif. Yishum Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Amru. In the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, they said, mematim, you can reduce it. Frekti Gemara. So Tana Rabbana just said, that's what we know from our Mishnah. And the Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon disagreeing with that, and he says, you're allowed to pluck off and reduce the berries on Yom Tov. Frekti Gemara, v'hokam esakein mana b'Yom Tov, but you're fixing, v'hokam esakein mana, you're fixing a utensil, so to speak, b'Yom Tov, because now I'm making it that's now a usable hadas for the mitzvah, and that's a problem of makom patur shakabanim v'der rabbanon. So how could Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon say that you're allowed to do it?
You need to say that for Svara Ein.
That's right. Omar Rav Ashi, what? Sorry. Omar Rav Ashi says, "Kigoy the case of the Mishnah, the case of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon says it's okay. It's for example, shalokton laachila, that you plucked it off laachila to eat. You wanted to eat those berries. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, and this sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon has said you're allowed to pluck it off. Savar laka'avua, he holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, to Omar who said." Davar she'em v'schaven mutter. If you're doing something shalai v'kavana for the pu'ulo that's happening, it's kosher. Davar she'em v'schaven is mutter. So Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon says mematim v'yomtiv. If you could pluck it off, how so? Because you're plucking it off to eat it. And since that's what I'm doing, so even though as a result of my action the hadas is being rectified to able to be used, but that's not a problem of a tikkun mana because it's a davar shem eschaven. Okay? It's also like Rabbi Yehuda, right.
So he makes a decision afterwards, I'll use this for weaving.
Yeah, I mean, it could be even in the beginning he did it, but he had, you know, a dual kavana, so it's not a problem.
How do we know which one was maybe primary?
Well, I mean, the Mishnah says, mimatin. You could reduce it. Unless he means that it's possible for it to be done in a way that I'm going to reduce it now. I have a hadas, I have a problem. So I can't pluck it off. Dr. Shimon, eat the berries. And by eating the berries, something is going to happen. Now my kavanah is to eat the berries. Something is going to happen as a result of it, but it's not necessarily my primary, maybe.
But it is.
I'm eating it.
Because you want to reduce the
beer. I want to eat the berries.
No, you don't.
I do. I made an eitz and I made a shackle. Huh? What's eitz? What? You never tasted your berries on your hadas? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if it maybe it does mean that he's mamish not machaven to use it for the mitzvah, and afterwards, like you said, I'm deciding to use it. It's just interesting because the Braisa says mematin. What was that?
Mematin, yeah.
Mematin means you can reduce it. Does he just mean to say that it's possible? Okay. It's possible to be done in a heter. It's possible to be done in a way of heter.
You're like, we're not getting to the cities of Shabbos here. You're like reason to lose. There's probably some other concept of what Tesh and Tamashi and Oskan really is. It's like, exactly like you're saying, it's the kashan.
Right.
It's such a kashan.
And what I'm moving, the classic example of moving a bench on Shabbos. So there I'm mamish not machamim for the chritz at all. That's the shayla. It could be that it's a nechanami. Let's say I was machamim for the chritz. So nechanami. I'm trying to remember. We definitely discussed this. Kyle. Okay. I'll be Zard. I'll ask the other in the light. So remember. If I do both, if I'm a Chavim for both, is that also Mutter because the Davashem is Chavim is Mutter? Okay, fine. Frakti Gemara, how could you tell me that Rav Eliezer Rav Shimon says it's Mutter because he holds Davashem is Chavim is Mutter? I veho Abai veRovo da Amri Tavayu, but Abai and Rova that they both said, Moider Rav Shimon Bipsik Reisha v'lo Yomas, Moider Rav Shimon admits and he agrees. Bipsik Reisha in the case of where Psik Reisha v'lo Yomas means you're cutting off the head and it's not going to die. Okay, so the Gemara in Shabbos is a person said, I want to cut off the head of the chicken to give to my kid to play with. So I don't want the chicken to die. It happens to be it's going to die, but I really just want the toy for my kid. So Rav Shimon agrees that it's going to be usur because it's automatically going to happen. However you understand what that means. So over here also, I'm plucking out the berries in order to use it to eat it, but automatically the hadas is becoming kosher for the mitzvah. So according to Rav Shimon, it should still be a problem. Zakti Gemara, Hachamamai Eskin, and here, what are we talking about? The Islay Hoshana Achriti, that he has another Hoshana. And because he has another Hoshana, even though automatically the hadas becomes usable for the mitzvah, there was a Ramban in Shabbos that we referenced over here who explained it. Basically, it's not considered. Psikreshe v'la yamos, let's just say it like this. If you learn Psikreshe v'la yamos, the reason why it's us according to Rav Shimon is because I'm vadai mechavim for it. Okay? It's as if I'm vadai mechavim for it because I know it's going to happen for sure. So because I have a Hishana Achriti, I'm not mechavim for it. Because really, ahada, why should I be mechavim for it? I want to use this to smell. The berries really don't make a difference. So since he has a different Hishana, and in the Haram he was not planning on using this at all, so we don't see this as a classic Psik Reshe, because a Psik Reshe means that you are Mechavan for it. That's what we, Chazal, will say. You are Mechavan for it. But since he has a different Aishana, we can't say he is Mechavan for it, because the only reason why he should be Mechavan for it is because he needs it. But he doesn't need it. So we can't say he's Mechavan, and that's why it's still going to be in the category of Davashem Mechavan being Mutter according to Rav Shimon.
You threw in the concept that you need to smell it. Does that have to be another reason?
No, I'm just saying. There are other uses for it.
You said there was no other use for it, but you didn't need it because there was another
Hashanah.
Is that...
No, because I'm going to eat it.
I'm eating
the berries. I don't care how it looks.
It makes this a Chedishinu Chashas.
Huh?
It makes this a Chedishinu Chashas.
Correct. And therefore, in Tikkun Mane, in the Rabbanon of what's it called?
It's not... It's
correct. Not a Sukkot thing. Yeah. The Ramban was talking about something else over there. He's talking about Ara D'Chavre. Right. Shaila is if I... Right.
So you could say there's a tradition in the...
Sukkot? Mitzvot? That's how others learn it like that, maybe. That the Maisa Mitzvot that has... I forget.
Well, I would say that it's based... That the only reason it's considered Tikkun Mana is because of you. But if you have something else, then you're not doing anything. You haven't made that. You haven't made something new for yourself.
That's the same thing.
Ma'aseh mitzvah in reference to you.
Right, I'm saying the same thing. That's the same thing.
That's not a din in.
It comes out of Hilchah Shabbos thing. It's only by Hilchah Shabbos. If there's
that would still be the
Chedishinu. Yeah. Okay, let's do a couple
what's
more lines.
What's more generally in mitzvah objects?
Yeah, because it's a chalos. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Hutar Ogdoi biyomtiv. If the the bind, the eged was untied on yomtiv, Ogdoi, you should tie it and bind it ki aguda shel yerek, like a vegetable wrap that you turn, you turn it around, or what's it called? You wrap it around, and then you stick it in. You wrap it around a few times, and you stick to the top all the way in. Frakti Gemara va'amai. Why do you have to do that? La'en ve'me'eniv. Let him make a bow. So why do I have to? Aniva shal yarek is you tie it around, you wrap it around, and then you stick like a vimple. We spoke about this then. Remember a vimple? Do you remember we spoke about it? Yeah.
Stick a what?
A vimple. A vimple is the way the yak is, how they wrap a Sefer Torah. It's like a cloth. You wrap it around the Sefer Torah, and then you take the end and you just stick it inside. The reason why they would do that is to avoid the tying. Yeah, we just have a clip, but anyway, it's fine. So, again, so Hutar Ugda, if it's untied, what's the problem? Simple. You bind it like a vegetable egged. Let him make a bow. Hamani, who must the shita be? The bride, Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda, the Omra, who said, Aniva, a bow, kshira ma'al yasahi. It's a 100% pure tie, a knot. And you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So therefore, you have to make this agud shel yerek to just wrap it around and stick it in. Frakti Gemara, I Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, eged ma'al yisaboy. So it's not enough to make this agud shel yerek, because according to Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei, Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav tzarech eged le'ikuva. It has to be real agud zunta eged. So doing a agud shel yerek is not going to be enough. And says the Gemara, hai tana savala, this tana savala kavasei holds like Rabbi Yehuda v'chada in one halacha, meaning in the fact that an aniva is considered a tie, a knot. Upalag alei b'chad, and he disagrees with him about the other halacha. He holds that lulav does not need to have a gezunta, an eged, a real knot, rather an agud shel yerek would be sufficient for it. Okay.